From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. Governor Gavin Newsom says details will be released today on spending for small business grants, stimulus checks for individuals, and housing for farm workers who have been infected by the coronavirus. The deal with lawmakers will include $24 million for a program that puts farm and food processing workers up in hotels if they're exposed to the virus and can't isolate. Newsom did not share other details. His comments came as he visited a vaccination clinic in the Coachella Valley, an area that's home to many farm workers. California's virus numbers continue to improve, but demand for vaccine far exceeds supply. Some California Democrats want to end some tax increases for businesses that are developing treatments for COVID-19 and other diseases. Last year, Governor Newsom and the state legislature agreed to temporarily increase taxes on some businesses to close what they thought would be a $54.3 billion budget shortfall. But that deficit was not as bad as lawmakers had feared. Now the state has a projected one-time surplus of $15 billion this year. Yesterday, some influential Democratic lawmakers urged approval of a measure that would rescind some of those tax increases for life sciences companies. State Senator Scott Wiener has introduced a measure that would ban fracking in California by 2027. The legislation was revealed today, 5 months after Governor Newsom called on the legislature to ban fracking by 2024. Fracking is a technique used to extract huge amounts of oil and gas from shale rock deep underground. You've probably heard of it. You also might know that opponents say the chemicals involved threaten water supplies and public health. Wiener's proposed measure would halt new fracking permits and stop companies from renewing current ones in 2022, and it would completely ban the practice within 5 more years. The bill is likely to be one of the most contentious fights in the state legislature this year. And California is spending nearly $10 million a year to improve its handling of inmates' allegations of staff misconduct, but the state's inspector general yesterday said the process remains broken and is neither independent nor fair. Wardens exonerated more than 98% of prison employees under the new system, and most complaints were never passed on to the newly created Allegation Inquiry Management Section. We've got more news online at KALW.org, and you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at KALW with the latest regional, state, national, and international news. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.